I have depression, and it's like a light switch sometimes when it goes from on to off to on again. And a lot of times I don't feel like I'm in control of that switch. It just turns on, and it sometimes it's bearable and sometimes it's really awful. And I don't always handle it in the best way. I try not to go to those really bad places in my head if I can avoid it, and because I have already so many scars on my body from self-harm. It's just been so long that I have them everywhere, and you know, someday I want to have a partner, and I don't want her to I don't want her to have to look at those all the time and guess where they all came from, all the painful things. I don't want to, you know, be a mom someday and have my child ask me what the marks on my arms or my stomach are from. But it's really hard to just deal without going back to old bad habits. So I guess this is my go-to at the moment, to talk to my phone and hope that when the minutes are over and I've let out this ramble, that most of the bad feelings are gone and I don't have to think about what else I could do to push the annoying negativity out. Yeah. I've been talking to someone recently, and she makes me pretty happy, and it's not even, you know, a serious thing. It's just a lot of flirting, but you know, it's long distance, and long distance is hard. But it's like all I know, and I just feel like as I open up to her, I want to feel like she's accepting me, and I feel like she is, but there's just that voice in my head, the depression voice, I guess. That's just telling me, like, why are you trying? Like, she doesn't want you like that. Like, what's the point? And it's really horrible, but the positive can't fight that, and, you know, smolder the negative. And I wish it could, but not right now anyway. It's just hard. It's really hard. You don't want to, like, think of yourself as being unlovable. And part of me believes that and part of me doesn't. It just sucks. I'm a pretty nice person, and I mean, I'm not ugly. My body isn't the best, and I'm, you know, I have things going for me, but I hate, like, oh, you just have to wait for the right person. Like, I'm not very patient, and, like, I just don't want to keep waiting and waiting, and what if nothing happens? What if my loneliness drives my depression and I can't wait any longer? It's fucking awful to think about, but I've had those nights where I didn't think I was gonna see the morning. It's just really hard to accept that there will be someone someday, who knows when, but you just have to wait and hope that it's, you know, tomorrow or the next day or next week or next year, who knows. And you hope that that person is gonna love you for everything that you are. All of your imperfections and all of your scars, your cellulite, all of the things that you don't think are beautiful, but hopefully she'll think that they're beautiful. Feel a little calmer now. More level-headed, I guess. So Thank you if you listened to this and got through without thinking that I'm crazy or feelings bad for me. Like, that's not the point of this. I guess it's more like a personal therapy to keep me from looking for something to hurt myself with. Thank you.